Hello, guys, and welcome to episode 33 of SEO Tales, where myself and Itamar are going to be talking this week about picking a niche, something that many people have trouble with. You know, when they start out with blogging, they blog about a whole bunch of random stuff and don't really narrow down into a niche specific. So, Itamar, when you start out with blogging or affiliate or whatever the hell you're doing, you know, in terms of your website, what is your thought process? Because obviously, again, I can't even remember, you know, when I was doing my first bunch of websites, and you know, I don't even know what my thought process was like, if I'm being honest. It was that long ago. I'm claiming that I'm an old guy now, but what sort of things do you think the general public are doing, and maybe even yourself, what are you doing that's wrong when it comes to picking a niche? Where do many people go wrong here, and how can we help them address that?
Yeah, so I've had people who call me and they're asking for advice, and I see that some of them are like starters, they're beginners, they've just started a blog, and they'll show me what their site looks like, and they'll have a category about technology. They'll have a category about sport. They'll have a category about, one person had biographies of different celebrities as a category. And I was just looking at that and I'm thinking, well, what exactly are you trying to achieve when you have so many different types of topics? Because now let's think about it from two different perspectives. We can think about it from the search engine's perspective, and we can think about it from the user's perspective. So let's start off with the users, because I feel like that's more important, especially when it comes to engagement and things like that. From a user's perspective, if you've got somebody who's coming onto your site because they're interested in the sport content that you produce, most likely they're not going to give a damn about, you know, the technology reviews you're doing of the latest Android phones, and they're not going to give a damn about a random biography of Skip Bayless or other types of celebrities. They're not going to care. So what that means for you is that they're not going through your website as a user should, because usually if a user's engaged on your site, they're going to go from one page to another page to another page, and there'll be a kind of cycle, and you're putting them through a funnel, which you're not going to be able to do if you've got so many categories. So from the user's perspective, that's why that's a big issue. Now, on the flip side, when we think about the search engines, and let's say that Google is going to only be able to tell what you as a website owner or as a blogger have expertise in based on the content that you write. So if you're writing about technology and that's all you write about, Google is going to understand that, okay, this website predominantly writes about technology, and then it will start to understand that. And then as soon as Google understands the thought process and the niche that you've gone into and that topic, then it will be much easier for Google to rank you for these terms related to technology. And that's how it is. But that's not going to be the case if you have a section on technology, a section on health, a section on sports, and a section on biographies. Google is not going to be able to say, oh, okay, we definitively know what this person is good at, because you can't be good at everything. And this is a mistake that sometimes agencies make, digital marketing agencies, when they try and sell, you know, full service, and they sell so many different things, but they only rank well for only a few or only a couple of those terms, because Google understands, and it makes sense that you're not going to be, bless you, Craig, it understands that you're not going to be an expert in every single category. And that's just the nature of humans. You know, we're not all going to be perfect at absolutely everything. So that's why I think when it comes to picking a niche, you need to think about one. I would say stick to one type of niche, no matter how broad that niche might be or granular, but at least make it simple enough for search engines and your users to understand exactly what it is that you are good at. And I think that's the thought process that you should have when it comes to picking a niche. Because if you want to go for other things, maybe you are really great. And don't get me wrong, maybe you are an expert at tech reviews. Maybe you're an expert at sporting reviews or whatever. consider having different websites for that, just because you're going to alienate your audience and search engines if you're covering too many different topics.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously when you look at the likes of Majestic, for example, and I'm not saying for a second that Google takes any of this stuff into account, but they give your website a topical rating, you know, on, you know, what you're a specialist at. And I would imagine Google would do the same. I'm not saying they do 100%, but if Majestic, you know, when they look at your backlink profile and kind of shoehorn you into being a news website, for example, if you were doing a lot of news, or a sports website, if you were doing primarily sports stuff, you know, these things are taken into account, and the topical relevance of your website has to be on point from an SEO point of view. And I think what you say, Itamar, is right. You know, niche down, become a specialist in something. I think also in general, you know, the way SEO and digital marketing is going, it's no longer what it once was, where you were probably just a general SEO. People do really niche down, and they're a link builder, or they're an outreach guy, or, you know, they can even, you know, go as granular as being the outreach specialist. You know what I mean? They don't necessarily have great on-page skills or you know, a wider SEO skill set. People can become very granular and very, very good on specific subjects, like even schema. You know, there's schema guys out there who just rant and rave about schema. And then, you know, potentially, if you are going to do that, you could then broaden it out into being more of a marketing channel, if you like. But you've got to focus on something rather than a bit of Facebook here, a bit of YouTube there, a bit of SEO here, and a bit of content there. Then no one's really going to hire you for anything. You know, I think when we look around, someone's always like, who's the best WordPress guy to go to, you know, or who's the schema dude, you know, or where's the best place I can get Scandinavian links, for example. You know, there's not a, you don't just think, oh, who's a good SEO guy? You know, you want the Scandinavian SEO guy, the guy that's got the contacts there, or the guy that's, you know, you don't just look for a web designer. You're asking yourself, who's the guy that knows WordPress and knows this Oxygen theme, or whatever it might be? So people are becoming granular in terms of what they want. And I think people have to become granular in terms of what they demonstrate as their expertise. And I was actually having a chat with Paul Hogden yesterday about this, Itamar. So Paul obviously does very well with web design and all that stuff. You know, he's got an agency and they do a bit of this and a bit of that. And he quite fancies doing a bit of YouTube stuff and putting himself out there and building his brand. And I'm like, no one just wants a general web designer on their channel. I says, why don't you become the WordPress guy? You know, or you know, even granular than that, you know, the PBN guy, or the affiliate build out guy, or whatever it might be. And people will, you know, you can really find a niche within that, because we all do struggle, and I think you'll agree, Itamar, there's not a lot of good web designers out there who really do good WordPress websites. And I've forever get people on my WhatsApp and various other platforms saying, does anyone know a good WordPress designer? They never say who's a good web designer. It's always just, I want something on that Oxygen theme, and, you know, I'm really shit at it. I just need a guy that can churn this out at a good price and fast. So I think there is massive scope to niche down, regardless of whether you're Paul Hogden or you're you or anyone else starting out. I think there's real niches that you can get into and become a specialist on something. And again, finally, Andy Drinkwater, you know, really kind of nailed himself as like the internal linking guy and the kind of site audit guy. Rather than being a general SEO guy, he's more known for probably internal linking and doing big in-depth site audits. You know, no one goes, that's what you associate when you see him. You know, is probably one of those two things. Not to say he's bad at anything else when it comes to SEO, but he really has honed down, and that's all he pretty much does on a daily basis is those two services and a bit of online reputation management, and that's it. So again, there's massive choices to be made, and I think if you want to stand out from the crowd, don't try and beat the whole SEO crowd. Try and just become a specialist in a specific area. And it's something we've also spoke about with you, Itamar. Like, you know, we sometimes go, well, we've had this conversation probably a month or so ago. What are you actually good at? Like, you know, what are you? A general marketer? Are you a YouTube guy? Are you a, you know, this, that, and the next thing? And I know sometimes when you're young, you probably don't know what you are. You know, you're like, I want to dabble in a bit of this and a bit of that to find something you want to enjoy. But I think, you know, realistically, when you think of certain people, you go, BB, again, another perfect example, she's a link builder. That's it. You know, she will openly tell you, like, that's her bag. She's not even, you know, an SEO, if you like. She is a link builder and does it very, very well. And she makes a lot of money and is hugely successful with it. So that's another example of someone who found what they were good at and just, you know, went all out for it and had great success with it.
I think it also makes it easier to rank when you do kind of niche down more and more. And even if we're looking at, and you might say to me, well, if I was to look for, do some keyword research around internal linking specialist or something like that, there might be no data for that keyword, but that still doesn't mean that people don't search for this kind of stuff. So if you're able to really hone down into what you're good at, which is what you were mentioning before, Craig, and the more specific you get and then creating content around that on your site, once you've got a site and you do want to niche down, whatever it may be, there will be some people who will look for this stuff. And most likely as well, keep in mind that this isn't for getting mass traffic. This is for getting leads. If you're in the game to get your site and get your niche, not just to generate a lot of traffic, but if you want business from it. So, you know, there's nothing stopping you from creating a service page about, you know, being an internal linking specialist, because people who are looking for that kind of stuff, you know, there's high intent for them to want to hire your services. So that's something else to keep in mind as well. You know, so when you do pick a niche, try and keep it granular, try and keep it to something that you are really good at. And I would say, even if you're good at multiple things, you should consider getting different websites for them. I think it's much easier from a user's perspective, and it's much easier from Google's perspective to really understand what the website is about, what the kind of topical relevance is within your content, so it can better display your site for whatever the search queries are around that niche.
Yeah, oh, it makes perfect sense. And I think, again, as we've reiterated, people just dive in and think of 10 years ahead and where they want to be, this all-round, you know, big, massive website that covers this, 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 and this. And if you look around the competition, none of us have really ever been able to nail such a big website. There are a few, but I think niching down and giving yourself half a chance and maybe segregating it all out across multiple sites is definitely the way forward. And also just to reiterate that, do something you enjoy doing. Don't be a web designer if you bloody hate it and it stresses you out. You know, web design was a pet hate of mine, and when I was running an agency, and it was just because it wasn't a strong point. There was so much debate with clients around about web design, and I just found it quite stressful, so I just eliminated it from the services because it was just wasting my time. I wasn't making any money on it, and it just, when I heard the word web design, it gave me a bloody cold sweat. And so don't do something you don't enjoy either. You know, just focus on the good stuff. There's enough money, even when you niche down, to really enjoy something and be paid some decent money for it.
Yeah, says it all, I think. But yeah, I think any final bits you want to add, or have we pretty much covered it all?
No, I think we've covered it all there. Just follow those steps and see where you go. And I don't think you go far wrong if you kind of just niche down. I think that's definitely the way forward for the future. So that is us for episode 33 of SEO Tales. And we will see you guys next week. If you have enjoyed the show, if you've got any ideas on what you want us to talk about, also leave them in the comments. But do make sure, if you are enjoying the information, do give us a like and subscribe. But until next week, we will speak to you then. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.